We plan to take a moment to recognize the achievements of some of our students. So seniors, as I either say your name or a member of a group, please stand to be recognized and feel free to turn and wave to your family up in the stands. On Wednesday, we had our annual end of the year awards program. The medallions that you see several students wearing represent their identification as the top students selected by faculty in specific subject areas. These students are, for English, Amelia Nunn. In social studies, River Kistler. For mathematics, Stella Jorgensen. In science, Amelia Nunn. In physical education, Devin Harris. In world languages for Spanish, Stella Jorgensen. In culinary arts, baking, Pierre Ballou. And culinary arts cooking, Elias Herman. For media studies, Amelia Nunn. For music, in band, Tyler Nelson. And Janessa Siebergas. In orchestra, Serena Johnston and Stella Jorgensen. In yearbook, Melanie Bacon, Sarah Marks, Olivia Mattern, and Sophia Morris. And in art, Janessa Siebergas. I would now like to recognize our members of the National Honor Society. Would you please rise? The National Honor Society members have demonstrated excellence in leadership, scholarship, service, and character. Thank you. Would the members of the Interact Club please rise? Sponsored by the Rotary Club, these members participate in both local and worldwide projects. Thank you. Would students who are members of our yearbook club please rise? We appreciate your dedication and countless hours involved in putting together our yearbook each year, and especially this year. Thank you. Would the members of Key Club please rise? Key Club was established in 1925 and is the oldest service program for high school students. It is a student-led organization whose goal is to encourage leadership through serving others. Thank you. Would students who have served as a Red Hawk mentor please rise? Your dedication to the culture of our school and community and genuine concern for the welfare of others is admirable. Your leadership and enthusiasm has been wonderful. Students wearing green stoles are recipients of the ASB President's Award, as selected by ASB President Finn O'Donnell. Would you please rise? These students have been chosen for their strengths in leadership and school spirit. Students wearing burgundy stoles have participated in mock trial. Would you please rise? These competitions began in 1987. Port Townsend has had teams compete in 29 of the 32 years that this program has been in existence. Mock trial allows students to participate in true-to-life courtroom drama before real judges in real courtrooms, gaining an understanding of the law and judiciary procedure. Students wearing white stoles have participated in our advanced culinary arts program. Would you please stand? These students have volunteered many hours to prepare food for creative events in our community. Students wearing purple stoles have participated in Knowledge Bowl. Would you please rise? These students have consistently competed and placed at state-level tournaments. Students wearing navy blue stoles have worked on the Red Hawk Review. Would you please stand? This is our student-driven newsletter that maintains a focus on relevant school, community, and at times, national or global issues. Thank you. Student leadership is a vital part of high school life. Students wearing red stoles have served as a senior class officer. Would you please rise to be recognized? Students wearing black stoles have served as an executive officer on our ASB Student Council during their senior year. Would you please rise? In addition to the medallions and stoles, several students wearing gold honors cords are graduating with a cumulative grade point average of 3.33 and above. Would you please stand to be recognized? Many of our students excel in the areas of academics. Please stand if you have earned an academic letter for maintaining a 3.8 GPA or higher for five or more semesters, or were honored as a Washington State Scholar, graduating in the top 10% of seniors in our state. Please rise. Thank you. As a small high school, we are grateful to our community and educational partners who help enhance the academic opportunities for our students. Please stand if you have participated in the Youth Environmental Steward Program, are graduating with the Maritime Academy, or have participated in Running Start. Thank you. And finally, please stand if you have participated in any PTHS extracurricular opportunities, whether it was sports, cheer, drama, pep band, anything. Please stand to be recognized. Thank you. And now I'm pleased to introduce faculty speaker, River Kistler.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Once again, welcome to graduation. It's such a pleasure to see everybody here. It's a rare event, even in a normal year, and it feels even more special after the year we've had. My name is River Kistler, and I've been selected by our wonderful faculty here at Port Townsend High School to give a speech. And I'll be honest, when I sat down to write this speech a responsible number of days ago, I wasn't sure exactly what I want to say. I'm not sure if any of you have ever given a speech at graduation, but they do not give you a rubric, which is strange after 4 years of having received rubrics from all these people. But luckily I have my wonderful friends here who gave me some great advice. Real gems of wisdom like be funny and make fun of the teachers. So thank you guys. And I thought about it, and I had some good bits about Mr. Gamble's hobbies, but it felt derivative, it's been done before, and I had some Mr. Freeman content, but that was on the edge, so we'll save that for later. So in the end, I decided I should play to my strengths, because being nice to teachers is ostensibly what got me on the stage in the first place, so I'm going to stick with what's worked for me so far. But in all seriousness, I can't imagine a higher honor personally than being asked to speak on behalf of our class. This class owes a lot to our faculty, and I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge that. The past 4 years, but this year especially, I've noticed how supportive and engaged our faculty is. And I've attended a lot of different schools over the years. That is not something to be taken for granted. For example, this year, administration had to make some really tough decisions with serious consequences, all the while balancing the needs of students, teachers, and parents. But despite these unprecedented challenges, they really went to bat for all of us, helping us make prom and graduation happen, ensuring we still got to have the experiences that make senior year special. And our teachers persisted in educating us despite the uninspiring nature of Zoom and all the stress and distractions of the world. But even before the pandemic happened, I've always felt that one of the things that makes Port Townsend High School so unique in my experience is the teachers are not only legitimately invested in our education, but even beyond that, they have a genuine passion for the subjects that they teach. And I know from experience that's not a given. For someone like me who loves to learn, it makes all the difference. But full disclosure, I may be biased. I have a special place in my heart for teachers. My mom was an English teacher for a while, and one of the lessons that she made sure really stuck with me was what a privilege it is to get an education and how hard teachers work to give it to us. I think so many of the problems that we wrestle with stem from the fact that we don't correctly value education and teachers in proportion to their contributions to society. And this speech is not sponsored by the teacher industrial complex either. I genuinely believe that. You know, a lot of people have talked about how much this pandemic has separated and isolated us, and that's certainly true. The effects have been devastating, and I don't want to minimize that. But I'm gonna try and put a positive spin on things, so just bear with me. I have noticed that in many ways, it's made our class even closer with each other and our teachers. I don't have a works cited page here, but there have been many studies done showing a link between shared stress or pain and social bonding and a sense of solidarity. And I think I've seen that happen. If one thing's for sure, we've certainly all experienced stress this year. Things have been bizarre, uncertain, terrifying, inconvenient, and just plain weird. But this past year has been an experience that we've all had together and overcame together. And that's pretty unique. On top of that, we all got to have the fascinating experience of glimpsing into each other's homes, lives, worlds that are usually kept very separate from school. And all of us were forced to be vulnerable in new ways. And I think these things will cement the bonds among all of us even firmer. Okay, I'd like to conclude with this, and I'm talking to my fellow graduates here. We are all coming of age in an increasingly uncertain world, and you don't need me to tell you that. I can say, hopefully without too much ego, that the challenges our generation faces are uniquely pernicious. But that being said, I think we can all take heart in the fact that these past 4 years, both in terms of the education we've received and the moment in history that we've come of age in, have prepared us well for whatever comes next for each of us. Knock on wood, obviously, but I think I speak on behalf of this whole class when I say thank you to the teachers, administrators, staff, parents, community members, and everyone who has made the past 4 years so enjoyable and so valuable. So thank you.
We just heard from River Kistler, one of the speakers for tonight.
Our next speaker, Amelia Nunn. Amelia is our class elected speaker, and you'll understand why. So give her a hand, wherever she is. Amelia.
As Amelia comes up, I want to let you know you're listening to KPTC Port Townsend, the 2021 graduation at Port Townsend High School. Larry Stein here with my co-host, Jan Boutelier.
Good evening. Every speaker before me has given a multitude of thank yous to all the parents, staff, teachers, coaches, men and mentors for helping us all stay on course so we could be here tonight together. Without sounding like an echo, I want to do the same. Thank you. Thank you for the support and guidance you've offered over the years. I'd also like to express my gratitude to the class of 2021 for choosing me as your class speaker. This has been, pardon the cliche, a year like no other. You could probably count the times that our class has been together in the same vicinity over the last 12 months on one hand. There have been no senior projects, no symposiums, no sports games open to the general public. So what can I talk about? What has been in a consistent presence in our lives over the last 4, 6, 8, 12, maybe even 18 years? I want to talk about this town. I want to talk about just how freaking weird it is. It's like a frog in a boiling pot of weirdness where it's always just been so weird that we don't realize the extent to just how strange this place can be. I want to talk about this because it's important to remember just how special the town we've grown up in is. While we might be excited to leave, it's important to remember that this is the place we come from. This is the place where the tree that is you first set down roots. If Port Townsend is the only place you've ever lived, or if it's the place you've lived the longest, it's likely that you know its secrets. All the tiny hidden things that most people don't see, but you know where to look. You know of the bread dumpster in Uptown, or the witch's house out in Cappies. You know the bunkers like the back of your hand, no longer afraid of what might lurk in the dark because you've traced the path so many times. At night, looking out your window, you see the blinking red lights, man-made constellations of plastic bulbs that keep airplanes from crashing into the mountains. You've paid homage to a multitude of rituals, from races of kinetic sculptures to festivals dedicated to flowers. You've watched as buildings from another era crumbled and new ones were constructed in their place. The smell of sea salt and creosote, burning cedar and pine needles, those will always be the smells of home. Wind tearing at the drain pipe just outside your window, the light patter of rain, seagull cries, those will always be the sounds of home. This will be the place you came from. This will always be your hometown. There is nowhere else in the entire world like it. It isn't perfect. It has its flaws. It will change, some for the better and some for the worse, because time, tide, and gentrification wait for no one. Maybe this isn't your hometown. Maybe you only moved here within the last few years, but this is still the place you came in of age. It helped to make you who you are. I'm sorry. I have a heckler. This is still the place you came of age. It helped make you who you are. To forget it would be to forget a piece of yourself. But who? Who are you? We are at a time in our lives where this is not exactly clear. While it might be weird and wonderful, one of the drawbacks about growing up in a small town is that it's very easy to earn a reputation. A generalized, stereotyped version of yourself who might be very unlike the person that you truly are. Oh. Like, for example, I bet you probably expected me to write a funny speech. As you grow up, this identity becomes so cemented that it feels impossible to change, and eventually you conform to it. Tonight, the class of 2021 is standing on the edge of something new. We are standing on the edge of a future. We are being given an opportunity to go out into a world where we are new and unknown. As we journey across the state, across the country, and maybe even across the world to the next step in our lives, we are being gifted with an opportunity to write our own histories. This is a chance to become the person that we always were. This town has made us who we are, but it won't necessarily define what we will become. Tonight, we are confronted with the reality that one day we must cast ourselves into unfamiliar waters, but it is still some time before that comes to pass. It may be weeks, months, maybe even years, but it is not today. We still have time to say goodbye to this town. We have time to reflect on how it has shaped us. We have time to consider the impact it has had on our lives. We have time, after we've gone home and taken off our caps and gowns, to think, who will you be when you leave this place? These are difficult questions. They cannot be answered in the course of an evening, let alone a 5-minute speech, but I ask you to keep them in mind. This is a night of celebration, and it should be. We are in the midst of something incredible. Our lives are transforming into something wonderful and new. Your family and friends have good reason to be proud of you. Over the course of the last year, our lives changed in unpredictable ways. Our community changed. Our country changed. We changed and will continue to do so. I know I'm not alone in experiencing anxiety over what the future may hold. So before we celebrate, before we excitedly rush off into the night, I ask you to take a moment to be still. Take this moment to be still and consider the things that do not change. In this stadium, if we are quiet enough, we might be able to hear the sea. We might be able to smell salt and creosote on the wind. And so adventure that continues. I wish you all the best of luck. Thank you.
Amelia Nodney, a student chosen by the class of 2021
It's now my pleasure to announce this year's local scholarship winners. We give special thanks to the members of Port Townsend businesses, organizations, community, and surrounding area for their generous scholarship support of our students. A comprehensive list of the individual local scholarships awarded to each student has been included in your program. As I call your name, please stand to be recognized. Melanie Bacon. Micah Briggs. Hope Brignoli. Gina Brown. Devin Harris. Elias Herman. Jenna Hegel. Serena Johnston. River Kistler. Kaylee Krajewski. Leah Rose Levine. Olivia Mattern. Sophia Morris. Tyler Nelson. Mary Novell. Amelia Nunn. Nicole Robeson. Cameron Rowland. Janessa Siebergoss. And Skylar Zabransky. Next, our faculty member, Mr. Dow, will come up and recite an original senior poem.
I know the pandemic's almost over, but don't we all kind of miss Zoom? Where Sam was always in Minecraft Castle instead of his room, and every day Devin showed up first to our virtual class. Troy's Zoom presentations were funny, but maybe a smidge bit too crass. Tyler's square was always set up for his new podcast as the arrow flew. Katie accused me of using my Zoom filter to hide my gray hair from view. Austin was logged in as Wesley and got left in the waiting room. And Jack scared us all by driving his car while he Zoomed. Joseph Myring's backgrounds were so Tron-like, viewing them hurt. We saw bedrooms and kitchens, and because it's PT, even Stella's yurt. Pierre's virtual backdrops were always real crowd pleasers. Once, Amelia tried to Zoom in from inside a freezer. A mask-free prom helped make the world a little less sad. Venturing out was hard, though, so Yarrow brought his own dad. The prom music was thumping like Max D was holding down the beat. When the bass dropped, you knew Marie would be first up on her feet. So-so managed prom so well, his success wasn't a discussion. Just ask Evan T. Oh, wait, he's got a concussion. This class needed solo hobbies to stay in good pandemic mental health. Dalen practiced jiu-jitsu, although he mainly had to fight himself. Janessa conquered the realm and became the online roadie queen. Hope can name every contestant from Drag Race season 13. Zahara sees the world through gem and crystal prisms. Owen loves all the world's most radical isms. Cyan designed and fashioned her own prom gown. Sarah H. always had all the juiciest gossip in town. Skylar kept his Tidewater Maritime dreams afloat. Odin was happy to talk about anything, as long as it's boats. Willow has all her dead poet trivia down. Meanwhile, apologetics poetry got Zinnia the Seattle Laureate crown. Everyone keep quiet. Leah's watching her true crime TV shows. And if you debate Max S, be ready to be buried under a flurry of logical blows. Claudia managed to play three sports through the pandemic. Elijah knows video games like a Fortnite academic. Did everyone class or did everyone clock John's class ring's ginormous size? And don't mess with River because he will go for the eyes. Some things took a little longer than usual with COVID-19, although we never could get Nikki back in the basketball scene. At last, Andrew was able to return to yard work without a mask on his nose, and after patiently waiting, Grace is getting a horse without delicate toes. Connor eventually earned his full Eagle Scout. Lexi was still able to collect her healthiest food clout. After months, Elias I finally got all of his MIPS paperwork complete. And who knows, a few more years, Jordan's Jetta might be back on the street. Oh, the places there go. RIP, Dr. Seuss. Mike is off to Eugene when she gets cut loose. Next year, we'll find Shawnee at school in Bellingham. Follow Sarah M's search for true love in Australia on the gram. Alex will work any job where he gets to be outdoors a lot. In the forest, Joseph Malotsky can identify any bird that you spot. Erin will find a place to build her very own Earth ship. Liv will be in SoCal, where she's got a celebrity to unship. In NYC, Mel will reunite Stellany if rents will allow. Cameron's filling out the application to be the honorary fifth Dow. Gina's journeyed from quill scene to college b-ball for the win. Mary Ann's headed to Nevada, not Nevada. She'll correct you again and again. Elias H. doesn't care where he lives as so long as he makes loads of money. From Iceland, Jake will still be calling me Mr. Kelly, just to be funny. In the fall, Cedar and Sophia are both Pullman bound. Emily flew south and won a national title just horsing around. For college, Maddie is headed down to UP, and somehow Jenna's already got a college degree? With future careers, this class will be fine. Nyla will be selling her own personalized chocolate line. Kaylee will pull up with her dessert truck outside for lunch. Teacher Brooke will be waiting with her cheer team, I have a hunch. Knight could be making a living doing voiceover work. Aiden's calming therapist tenor will be a mental health perk. Chance and Mary D already have jobs at the sale loft sewing sales. Crystal's physical therapy will help you when your body fails. Blake's studying business. Elias will be a licensed CNA. Ethan will be composing music to fill up his day. For her future, Ella has a career in healthcare in mind. Jade and Caleb might fight it out for the title of nicest if they both weren't so dang kind. This class is so creative. Audrey dressed up as the XYZ affair. And Izzy couldn't settle on just one color for her hair. Evan designed robots and then drove them for fun. Christian masterminded the Great Duck Conspiracy of 2021. Adriana found inventive ways to lend friends a helping hand, while Chloe always kept perfect time for the band. Violet mastered the art of going viral like a real whiz. Maya dreamed up a new type of home healthcare biz. Azalees drew little cartoons for each chapter of Zen. Creatively working the system, y'all know the expert is Finn. How did we get one of the best classes in one of the strangest? Oh. How did we get one of the best classes in one of the strangest of years? It was a small silver lining amidst all the pandemic fears. I'm excited to see all the future contemporary world solutions, like to the Kashmir crisis, which they solved with one great UN resolution. Yeah. Or other big problems, like how to get Ms. Lenz to take your class outside on the grass, or how to get Mr. Freeman to talk about footy for 100% of a class. These seniors have all the right tools to zoom through any virtual strife, but the class of 22 is coming and ready to live their best face-to-face school life. Thank you.
Teacher Ben Dow, who apparently does this every year, is that right?
Yeah. Great job.
We're going to be having a...
introduce our second musical presentation. Please welcome Serena, Cameron, Max, and Nyla to the stage.
Well, while this band is setting up, I want to remind you that sponsors of KPTZ's live broadcast of the 2021 high school graduation ceremonies from Memorial Field for Port Townsend tonight and Chimicum on Saturday are Finn River Organic Farm and Cider Garden, Corvus Crafts Printing, Design, and Marketing. We thank them so much, and I'm sure the class of 2021 thanks them so much for making this available to a wider public than can be here. The band is setting up, and we will be hearing from Serena Johnson, Cameron Rowland, Max Doré, and Nyla Garling. It looks like it's a little difficult to work around your instruments with the cap and gown. And
yes.
Oh, it's on.
How we doing today, guys? Yeah. First of all, I just want to thank this beautiful, amazing group of people here on the band, and a special thank you to Mr. Ferlin, Aubin, Gaffney, and Sosa for helping set everything up and making so many things today possible. Can we hear it for them, please? So I was having an existential crisis one day, right? You know,
as one does.
And yeah, just one day.
As one does. That's how the good ones start. And I was thinking about what I was going to write our end of the year song about, and I realized, you know, I knew exactly what the hell I was going to do after graduation, but I had no idea what the hell I was going to do after graduation. And I feel like a lot of people here feel the exact same way. And so I was thinking, what do I write about? And I realized, that is exactly what the hell it's all about, because we don't know what we're going to do, but I think we're going to end up all right in the end.
So to clarify, Cameron wrote this song with a little help from us.
We'll be fine, lads. Yeah. So without further ado, song for the class of 2021.
Texas, how to do my laundry. For the next 3 years, I'm probably being ramen and mac and cheese. But after 18 years, the fact is, I don't know where the hell I'll be. Gonna find my way right through this. It might take me another 18, but I'll be on the highway to the rest of our lives. Doing all right, it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming. On my way to the rest of our lives over miles and states. I think doing all right, it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming.
Wanna do something careless, get a tattoo. I'm kidding, Mom, I don't have a tattoo.
Run away to Paris. I want to see the northern lights. After 18 years, the fact is, I don't know where the hell I'll be. I'm gonna find my way right through this. It might take me another 18, but I'll be on the highway to the rest of our lives. Over a thousand states, I think we're doing all right.
live our lives over miles and states. I think we're doing all right. It's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming.
Stand up, everybody.
On the highway to the rest of our lives over miles and states. I think we're doing all right. It's been a long time coming.
Thank you so much, everybody. We love you.
They're
in just a moment,
rearranging.
We're going to begin the presentation of diplomas, but first, I would like to invite our event coordinator, Danny Milholland, to come up on stage, and he's going to speak about the archway that the students will be exiting through after they receive their diploma.
All right, thank you, Carrie. Yeah, I just want to say that I'm super inspired by all of your words and your creativity and your spirit that you brought with you today to share with us, and having also grown up here, and just like, I'm proud of you all. I'm like, really am. And I'm super honored to be here and have been a part of helping bring this gathering together. You know, this is one of the first things that we've done. It's the biggest thing that I've been a part of since the COVID whole thing hit and all that. So yeah, we're doing it. We're bringing it back. I love that courageous optimism. I'm 100% on it with y'all, and thank you for bringing that spirit into the mix. I wanted to just recognize that those of us who were raised here and those of us that live here, but especially those that were raised here, this place is part of who we are, and you have already said that, and you know that. But these trees, this ground, this sea, this is part of who we are. And as you walk through this threshold of this portal that I helped build, my dad and I pulled that cedar log off the beach, my friend Larry and I assembled this arch, these timbers from the hills of Brennan and Quilcene area, this place and this community is holding you, and we're here, we're part of you. It's, you should go off and enjoy the world, but it's always going to be here for you. Like, you don't have to actually never come back. Like, you can always come back. You can always be here. I just want you to remember that and to know that you always have a place here, and that, yeah, and that we need you. We need you here. Like, you don't have to go. Like, I just want to share that. And then as you go across through this arch, yes, step into this next chapter. Step into the next unknown of who you'll become. But you always have this place. So I just want that to be clear, crystal clear, because it wasn't necessarily clear for me. So I just wanted to say that and make sure that was expressed on behalf of the community. So thank you all.
Danny Milholland of the Production Alliance has put on this physical event here.
At this time, it is now my pleasure to begin the presentation of diplomas for the class of 2021. Our first set of diplomas will be presented by School Board Director Jeff Taylor. And I would like to invite the back row to rise and come on up to the stage.
So they're going to approach the stage row by row. There's six rows.
Pierre Ballou. Yarrow Waterfall Dean. Jenna Catherine Hegel. Willow Loring Hoynes. Yeah! Sarah Heaton. Yeah! Elijah Stimson. Yeah! Samuel Jonathan Lott. Jade Emily Svensson. Troy Valentine McKelvey. Evan Toner. Caleb Carver. Isabella Wardley. Jack Tribal. And Dalen Ross Euford. Our next set of diplomas will be presented by school board member Doug Ross. Knight Garcia. Ella May Brooks. Audrey Lauren Drake. Joseph Malotsky. Maxwell Orion Dore. Jacob Franklin Fenton. Kaylee Rose Krajewski. Claudia Lyneth Garfias. Connor Mackey. Yeah. Christian Joseph Adams. Yeah. Ethan Jade Erickson Kale. Yeah. and Hope Iris Brignoli. Yeah. Our next set of diplomas will be presented by school board member Connie Welch. Nyla Garling. Cedar Jane Elliott. Skylar Dane Zabransky. Alexander Otto Lindert. Mary Griffith D'Arcy. Chance Alexander Bates. Azalees DuPont-Huen. Erin Elizabeth Fenton. Jordan Lang. Andrew Goodlin. Evan Eads. Austin Wesley Wright. Shawnee Jade. And Gracie Elizabeth Hoffman.
You're listening to KPTZ Port Townsend, the 2021 graduation at Port Townsend High School on Memorial Field. They're about halfway through the class of 2021 in terms of giving out the diplomas. The diplomas are being handed to the students by members of the school board.
Our next row of diplomas will be presented by school board member Jennifer James Wilson. Chloe Smith. Owen Beckett Smith. Alexis Nicole Sharp. Cameron David Roland. Violet Vara. Marie Meacham. Madison Hess. Zahara Wiss. Aiden Hayes Halpin. Elias Herman. Tyler Sullivan Nelson. Odin Smith. Nicole Robinson. And Catherine Jillian Ballard. Our next set of diplomas will be presented by our school board chair, Nathaniel O'Hara. Brooke Brian Hageman. Max Stewart. Janessa Marie Siebergoss. Jonathan Spencer Holt. Joseph Albert Meiring. Blake Allen Walters. Yeah, Blake. Elias Iardella. Mary Mitchell Neville. Sophia Ann Morris. Olivia Jane Mattern. Emily Paige Kilgore. Cyan Emery Adams. Alaya Jade Escalar Fountain. And Maya Wickens. Our front row diplomas will be presented by our superintendent, Sandy Gessner Crabtree. Devin Christopher Harris. Gina Suzanne Brown. Zinnia Virginia Hansen. Amelia Kate Nunn. Micah Grace Briggs. Stella Jorgensen. Sarah Alaya Marks. Melanie Ilana Bacon. Finnegan Dean O'Donnell. River Kistler. Leah Rose Levine. And Serena June Johnston. Would the seniors please rise? It is now my honor to recognize this class of 2021 for having duly satisfied the high school graduation requirements for the state of Washington, as well as for the Port Townsend School District. Congratulations. Extend my thanks to everyone for attending tonight and celebrating our graduates. This concludes our ceremony, and once again, congratulations to the Port Townsend High School class of 2021.
That brings us to the end of the ceremonies. We'll see what's going to be happening next. I think this music to accompany the departure of the students is actually from one of the school orchestra combos directed by Daniel Ferland. He shared it with us earlier in the year. Larry Stein here with Jan Boutelier. This is her last official graduation. It's probably not the last one you're going to go to, but
that's right. It's the last hurrah for now.
Jan, you have celebrated, they're celebrating you for such an amazing contribution to this school and this community.
It's been a great ride.
So we all have
to thank you. And I'm not going anywhere.
No, you're not. You're not. She's really part of this community, part of the school community. Putting on an event like this takes a lot of people, and we do have to thank the people involved. For the 2021 Port Townsend High School graduation at Memorial Field in Port Townsend. The physical event here is produced by the Production Alliance, headed by Danny Mulholland, Megan Claflin, and Kyota Sage. Sound was done by Jam Pro Northwest, Joe Meyering with Lou Salisbury. And the Port Townsend High School itself wants to thank, in its program, the organizations that have made this possible: Port Townsend School District Administration and Board of Directors, City of Port Townsend, Jefferson County Parks and Recreation, Justin Gray, Port Townsend School District Maintenance Department, the police officer who's on duty with
School Resource Officer
Jeremy Vergen. Jeremy Vergen, Port Townsend Police Department, and the Port Townsend High School faculty, and everybody involved with this event. We are so proud to have KPTZ allowed to broadcast this to our community. I think this is the beginning of a tradition. So
this is great.
Yeah, thank you, Jan, for helping on this. Jan Boudelier. I have to thank our KPTZ people who made this happen. Our field engineers, Mike Carroll, Bill Putney, Joe Teisel, Peter Robinson, put in many hours setting this up, started early this morning and being here all day. Studio host Tim Quackenbush, managing things from KPTZ World Headquarters. The producer for the overall event is Ruby Fitch. Station manager Kate Ingram. Underwriting coordinator Chris Wilson, with production assistance of our underwriting announcements by Taylor Clark and Karen Anderson. And I have to thank our underwriters and sponsors for this live broadcast of the 2021 high school graduation ceremony of both Port Townsend, which we just heard, and tomorrow at noon, Chimicum on Saturday, the Chimicum 2021 graduation. Peter Robinson will be your host. The supporters of this, the sponsors of this event are Finn River Organic Farm and Cider Garden and Corvus Crafts Printing, Design, and Marketing. Thanks from KPTZ to our valued business supporters in the spirit of this wonderful community. Thank you for being with us. This is Larry Stein and Jan Boudelier signing off here at Memorial Field. Thank you again, Jan.
Thank you.
Go back over to KPTZ. Barney Burke, thanks for waiting for us.
Well, thank you, Larry, and thank you everybody out at Port Townsend High School. That was really quite heartwarming.